Live long and prosper. It's episode 462 with plugins for deleting items, reordering your life, removing those attachments, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And this is WP Plugins A to Z, the best classic press WordPress podcast in the universe. With great appreciation to the No Agenda show and inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
So this is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some valuable feedback and some value back to this show. You can get out there, start by subscribing to the newsletter for additional information, and get out there and hit everyone in the mouth and tell them about this show. Spread the word, the really good word about WP Plugins A to Z. You can also catch me live every Thursday at noon on my YouTube channel. Links are in the show notes for that, or go to wppluginsatoz.com/live. Okay, this is episode 462, and another quiet week here with very little feedback from you, the producers of the show. There was, however, some more artwork submitted by the producers of the show, and I thank you very much for that artwork. We'll use it in upcoming episodes as I can fit it in. I still need more support from all of you producers out there to help keep this show going forward, thus keeping the sword of Damocles away and keep it from snapping from the thread that is holding over it to kill it. Keep the feedback coming. This is number 21 of 52 episodes for 2020. And as we are 21 weeks into 2020 and 10 weeks into the Rona, life is starting to return in many places. We are only a few weeks away from the longest day of the year, and here's hoping it brings more great changes to the craziness that we have experienced for the last couple of months. I really look forward and hoping that midsummer brings us some really great stuff. These are indeed strange times to be alive, and I'm doing what I can to prepare my kids and my grandkids for all that is coming in the strange times that are ahead of us. And if you've got kids, grandkids, make sure you're preparing them. They do need it. One of the best things you can do, though, is relax, take a breath, go buy a gun, go for a walk, build a garden, and realize things are not nearly as bad as the news says they are. Save your sanity and your amygdala. Find out why you're not going to die by listening to the No Agenda show. I do have spaces available for those that would like to be guest hosts. I've had a couple of guest hosts in the last few weeks. It's been really neat. I really enjoy the guest hosts. They're lots of fun. A couple of them are going to come back again when they can. But if you're interested, all you got to do is send me an email to john@wppro.ca or go to wppluginsatoz.com/guest host, where you can just sign up and fill one of the spots that are available for guest host. I've sort of set them up for folks to just let me know when they want to appear. It's relatively easy. All you need to do is have a couple of plugins you want to bring to the table, maybe some news information, anything you want to bring, and we can have some discussions, some fun, and just do some chatting and share the news and information with all the people out there listening. Hey, so what do we have next? Do we have some news from the world?
Watch it burn, it leave it stuff on that.
iPhone, shmy phone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Oh, absolutely. We have some tech news. Not a whole lot, but a little bit this week. And before we jump into that, just one quick thing, of course, for those of you who've been paying attention, yesterday, May 27th, was the 17th year anniversary of WordPress, and it seems WordPress, I, I always forget this every year, but WordPress shares the birthday with my oldest son, who turned 13 yesterday. He's now a bloody teenager. You want to make yourself feel old? Let your kid become a teenager, and you suddenly realize, oh my God, they're 13. What the hell happened to 13 years? At any rate, thanks to my congratulations out to my teenage son, who is now a teenager, 13 years old, and ready to take on the world. Quick to all you teenagers, now that you know everything, move out of the house, go take over the world. Anyway, welcome to the big leagues, kid. You are heading into adulthood. News this week. I have a couple of pieces of news, just a couple of quick things. Of course, this is a nice article here that may help you out a bit. If you've been working on WordPress for any length of time, you will notice from time to time the front end of your website will be lightning fast. The back end of your website will move like a snail in your garden. And this is a nice article to help you go through, diagnose, figure out why the back end of your website is running so slow while the front end of your website is running very fast. And it's not an uncommon thing. I've seen it many times. And it's caused by a myriad of reasons, plugins, themes, you know, code, all kinds of things cause it. This article could help you solve that problem. So you'll want to check this article out. It is an article from WPX Blog, and it's WordPress Admin Slow, Here's Why. So go check this article out. Could be of help to you. The other piece of news, of course, is, as I've already discussed, the 17th birthday of WordPress. I myself have been working with WordPress since it was about 6, maybe 5.5. You know, back when my oldest son was just over 2.5 or 3 years old, you hear his wonderful laugh at 3 years old at the end of my podcast, which I captured before my first show. So it's been quite some time. So it's been quite the journey with WordPress. I've had my ups and downs with it, but, you know, it's still here. The final article I've got for you here is something that, well, for those of you who have a belief in being eco-friendly, you're an eco-friendly person who believes the carbon offset scam, this may be an article for you talking about a plugin you can set up on your website to help offset carbon for your website. You connect up with a company, which when they're for your e-store in particular, when they're checking out, they can decide to pay a little extra to offset the carbon. The money goes to this company. The company keeps a fee, and then they use the rest to buy carbon offset credits, whatever that means in the world. Because from my point of view, it means not a whole hell of a lot. At any rate, this is a bit of an interesting article. It's an interesting read. It's an interesting plug-in in the fact that, yes, they're trying to do something, but to me, they're trying to scam people. And that's my personal viewpoint about the carbon offset world. All right, that's really all I have for news this week. Not a whole lot is going on. It's been a quiet week for me. I've been buried deep in projects and catching up on things and spending a fair amount of time in my garden. So what else do we got this week? Well, let's move on and talk about the show producers, you, the people who support this show, and what make this show or is going to make this show greater than it is. I mean, it got good for a while, but we only had minimal support from people. I'm trying to gain more support from you, and this is the reason I'm working hard to get people to listen this year, contribute to the show, help produce this show, get the credit you deserve. Anyone who supports the show in the ways mentioned down below, get credits, producer credits or executive producer credits or artist producer credits. You can use those credits anywhere credits are accepted. And they work good, I hear, on LinkedIn to say, I'm the executive producer of such and such. At any rate, first off, we'd like to acknowledge all the producers who have supported the show. And I like to start out by talking about the artwork. As many know, I've been changing the artwork regularly. I stole this idea, of course, from the No Agenda show. And there's a couple of people that are starting to send artwork on a regular basis, which I'm really thrilled about. Get the occasional odd piece here and there. This week, the artwork comes again from Angel Lemieux. And that's the wrong, there it is. And it's a really cool picture of Spock standing up on a log. I just thought it was apropos about everything that was really good. You know, live long, prosper, enjoy yourself. Really great piece of artwork. I enjoyed it. I have other art to choose from coming up in future weeks. But thank you again, Angel. I greatly appreciate your contributions to the show. This week, though, in executive producers, I don't have any executive producers. Executive producers are anyone who donates $50 or more to the show, and you get a note read out in the show directing people to any links you might have in your show. A big thank you all to all the other producers out there who came in under $50. Those of you know who you are, and thank you very much for those weekly subscriptions and those monthly subscriptions that come in through Patreon and other sources. They don't put any money in my pocket, but they do help this show offset some of the costs that are incurred, such as bandwidth and time, etc., etc. If you would like to support the show, you can do it in the following ways. First off,
we just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send your cash. That's all I really need. If you don't want to send cash, you can't afford to send cash, well, you can send me some artwork at the WP Plugins A to Z Art Generator. Submit articles, news, information that I might not be covering, something you feel is more important than the stuff I do cover. Submit plugin suggestions for reviews. Those do get used, and they help fill up the show. You can also create a monthly donation over at Patreon. We do use that, and we're working to figure out how to make it more valuable for those that decide to use Patreon. Anything I might not have thought of. So anything along the line to help support this show, I'm looking to you, the producers of the show, to help this show grow and thrive. So thank you very much to everyone who has been supporting and will be supporting the show for the past and the future. All right, this is it. We're going to dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show. Okay, off we go. First off, classic press options. What do we have for Classic Press this week? I have a couple of small things. And of course, for those of you who don't know or are new to the show, Classic Press is the fork of WordPress as it stood at WordPress 4.9 just before Gutenberg was introduced to it. So if you don't want all the Gutenberg crap and you want to stay with a nice, smooth operating system, drop in the Classic Press. It might be just for you. The problem with it right now is there's not a lot of plugins specifically made for Classic Press, although that is changing. I've noticed the numbers are starting to come up, and we'll see more and more as time moves along. I mean, after all, Classic Press is only a year and a half old, moving towards its second year. So this week, I do have a couple of quick things for you. First off, I have something from Azure Curve. And this is the Open Graph Tag plugin that Azure Curve has produced. And while I don't know much about the plugin, and it is something that could be of value, and if you know what Open Graph is, this is a plugin for you to check out for your Classic Press website. The other thing here is at ZigPress, they have made multiple plugins that are Classic Press usable or Classic Press specific. And they've got dashboard note, image control, media taxonomies, media multiple roles. They've actually got quite a few there that I hadn't seen. So this is something for me to check out further and individually check out these plugins. But for you, go check it out. If you're looking for some plugins for Classic Press, ZigPress looks to be supporting it quite nicely. So you'll want to stay on top of that. Of course, there's the usual stuff for Classic Press, being the Classic Press Club website, which puts out articles, and their latest articles talking about Classic Commerce, which of course is a fork, I believe, of WooCommerce for Classic Press. And these sorts of things will be game changers for Classic Press as people start to move forward with everything that's needed. Must have Classic Press list over at the forums.classicpress.net, and this is a list of plugins for that people need on their website, and whether an alternative or something that Classic Press specific or works in Classic Press has been found. So you'll want to check this one out. And finally, you can go check out the CodePotent plugin directory for Classic Press. This is some more stuff from CodePotent and what he's been doing and his plugins. Looks like he's added a new one in there. So I need to get in there and dig into these Classic Press plugins again. It's been a little bit since I've had time for that. Okay, so let's move into WordPress plugins. What do I have for WordPress? Because that's where I've been at for the last couple of weeks. And the first one I've got for you here is called Bulk Delete. This is a plugin specifically for deleting in bulk all the junk that's on your website. Now, there's multiple reasons why you want might want bulk delete. I mean, it deletes all your posts by category, tag, custom post type. It deletes pages, draft posts. It deletes duplicate content, posts by users, pages. It goes after multiple things for bulk deletion. And the reason you might do this is, for example, what I used it for is I had a project from a client. He wanted to duplicate his current site as it stood with the theme design layout, but he didn't want all the posts and content and images and all the other stuff. He wanted to start a fresh site, but he didn't want to have to go through the hassles of relaying out a website. So this plugin here came in real handy for cleaning it up after I moved it and duplicated it. So this is a plugin that is very excellent, can save you tons of time. Now they do have some premium options, which I didn't need, but some folks may need. And the premium options are deleting attachments, scheduled deletions, deleting all pages from the trash, deleting posts by a user or user role, etc. Stuff I didn't need, but stuff that could be important to you. So, and because of course, while it is a fantastic plugin, because it's got premium options, that knocks it down a point. And so we give Bulk Delete a 4 Dragon rating. Go check it out. It could save you tons of time, or when just cleaning up a website, or when doing what I did, duplicating and moving, copying a website. Okay, the next item I've got for you here is called Smart Attachment Page Remove. Now, I haven't tested this one out, but this one's kind of cool in that what it can do for you, as you might may or may not know, every time you upload an image to your website, what it does is it creates an additional attachment page for that image. Now that may or may not be useful for you. Most of the time, it's kind of a useless item. And it can accidentally get indexed by Google, creating problems, adding in content that has no real value, etc. This plugin goes in and removes all the attachment pages for all your media items, and it will even set up a 404 reader, a 404 error or a 410 error that tells the search engine the content doesn't exist, don't index this anymore, and in case it's already been indexed, please get it out of the index. Really great tool to help clean up your site and get rid of unnecessary extra crap. Excellent little plugin, and this one is worthy of a 5 Dragon rating. Okay, and the final one I've got for you here is called Post Types Order. Now, this one here is a plugin that helps you if you've got multiple posts in different categories and other areas on your site. This plugin helps you rearrange the order of those posts. Now, you might ask, why would I want to do that? What do I need to rearrange them for? Well, in some cases, in the case I needed this for, I was setting up a photo gallery that was pulling posts and pulling the featured image from the post to create the photo gallery. And the client wanted the images in a specific order versus the order that the posts were published in. Well, you can go through each individual post and adjust the date of the posts to make sure that one is before the other. But in the case of this plugin, once you install, activate it, you just go in. It allows you to drag and drop the posts in the post listing up and down, thus adjusting the order so that when you're using ascending or descending display, the posts appear in a different order. Very fantastic plugin, works excellently, does the job. The only caveat to it that I did find is it doesn't work on a category basis. It only works on the total post basis. A little bit of a pain in that aspect. Other than that, a fantastic plugin, worked very well, solved my problem, saved me having to figure out the date and times of posts that were published on the same day. Just drag and drop and move it. Excellent plugin. Go check it out. Post types order, and I give it a 5 dragon rating. Hey, this show currently brought to you by Save Time and Money Managing Multiple WordPress Websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site by placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard. CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time. Absolutely. CMS Commander, excellent tool. Go check it out. Please use the link in the show notes. It is an affiliate link. Okay, so this is the part where I would love to fill up full of listener feedback, producer feedback, telling me what's good, bad, indifferent about the show, what you'd like to see more of, what you'd like to see less of, you know, any sort of information to help this show grow and thrive. Anything, folks, send it out. I will get it in here. Good, bad, indifferent, I really don't care. It's just something to tell me that people are actually listening. I know at least a handful of people are listening, but it would be nice to know that all the other 3 or 4 downloads I see per week are actually listening to the show. All right, well, this show is Do We Do? Blah, 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 blah.
Squirrel!
Absolutely. That's where my brain went. Okay. We do have a contest running right now, and our contests are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin, who were kind enough to provide us with the premium version of their plugin to run our contests on. Really great plugin. I've been using it since it was brand new and first introduced. It's about 3 or 4 years old, I think, now, and they have improved it dramatically. It makes running a giveaway contest on your website a breeze. So go check it out. I'd like to continue to give thanks back to Martin, who had won this license in the last contest and then re-donated it back after he realized he had nothing to use it on. So we are giving away a license for Event Espresso, and we are giving away a license valued at $300, and you get a choice, either the developer support license or the everything license. So if you're looking to build out a website that requires conference style people to register for stuff, classes, events, where you want people to register, pay for the events online, this is a plugin for you. It makes setting up that stuff a heck of a lot easier, and it makes collecting the money relatively straightforward. Great plugin. It's great for hosting art, painting classes, planning an event, raise money for a nonprofit, anything you want to do. Great plugin. Go check it out, Event Espresso. And enter the contest. Just go to wppluginsa-z.com/contest to enter. Enter your name, email address, and you might be the big winner of this license. And the contest is running from now until June 10th. So another week and a half, I believe, maybe 2 weeks. Give or take 2 weeks. So get in there, sign up for the contest. And if you want to find out more about it, check out the interview I did with Seth Schultz, the developer of this plugin. I've actually got two interviews of him somewhere on my site, one from when it was way back brand new plugin and one from recently. So go check out Event Espresso and go sign up for the contest. Okay, so closing out this episode, I covered up the following plugins. Post Types Order, which I gave a 5-2, Smart Attachment Page Remover, which I gave a 5-2, and Bulk Delete, which I gave a 4-2. Couple of quick reminders. The next WordPress meetup in Victoria is scheduled for June 21st, 2020. This is not an actual presentation meetup. This is just a get-together. It was going to be at like the local pizza place and have beer afternoon. It is on a Sunday afternoon, and it is on the longest day of the year. So stay tuned. I'm going to give you more details about that. I might have to figure out how I can bend or break the rules under this new Rona restrictions we have, so we can gather more people. We'll get some outdoor environment going. Maybe people can show up. Maybe we can find a place where people can bring their own beers and gather around, have fun, have a beer, chat at each other within whatever reasonable distances people consider relevant. So we'll see what happens. We'll try and figure out what is going to go on with it. And I do want to have this happen because it is just a social event. And, well, people have been pretty isolated for a few months and they need some socialization. So stay tuned for that. That is coming down the pike. More information as I get it figured out. There is a new interview out right now with Sina Siban, Sabrina Siban, a developer who specializes in speedimization of your WordPress website. Go check out that interview. It's a really great interview. I had lots of fun chatting with her, and it is up and online now. And I do have another interview coming out, which will be out and online next week, now that I have an additional office assistant who can handle all these small tasks that I never seem to get accomplished. If you would like to be on an interview show, simply contact me at wppluginsaz.com/interview. You want to find out a bit more about me and what I do with my life outside of in front of computer screens? Go check out theroguestavern.com. Lots of stuff happening there. My adventures into the wild. Currently, my adventures into converting a backyard full of grass into a edible urban forest. So go check that out. That's pretty much all I got for you. So let's wrap it up there and we'll call that a show. And oh, before I do that, so that I don't talk over my girl, it's tequila shot time. Let's take my tequila shot gag and then let my girl take us on out of here. Ah, off we go.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsaz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsaz. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.